Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that's Kevin Pollock. What's that? Why, yes. I would like the world to stop so I could get off. Are you offering? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Please welcome back Atul Singh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Everyone's great to be here. Great to be back.
Atul, not the tool. Thoughts on the new season premiere of Below Deck Med?
I did watch it. I watched it all the way. Then I watched what they do is they show a show on Bravo, and then immediately after it, they show some people talking about that show.
Andy Cohen.
And yes, and it has the song that now it's burned into my head. It's a horrible jingle. I'll say it. Yeah, it's an Andy Cohen at the 411. But it works because it's stuck in my head. And the way the DVR records it, it records Below Deck. And then for free, it just tags on the other show.
And by for free, you mean you don't have a choice in the matter.
And so they tie it right in. As soon as the show ends, the other one starts. And so you're watching it. It was great. It was, these people seem nicer. And one guy looks like Jim Brewer, if you remember Goat Boy.
Sure.
So I'm in a little bit more vested. And the way it works, you watch the show, you watch the after show. And then you go to Twitter. So you spend about probably like that show, watching that show.
It's a good
about
5 hours.
Yeah, it's a 5 hour commitment.
Do you mean Eddie? That's who looks like Jim Brewer? Eddie,
yes,
the bosun?
Yeah, the bosun, yes.
He's been on previous seasons, but thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, it's James Heaney. Dolly Heen, what happened that first time you went to an amusement park?
The first time I went to, well, I guess I would say the first time I remember a story at amusement park was when I was at a haunted house, which is an indoor amusement park. I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I panicked and I started screaming, and like my parents did not realize how scary it was going to be. And the people working at the haunted house stopped like trying to scare us, and we're like, it's okay. It's okay. I don't remember it that well, but I've heard the story so many times. I feel like I can bring myself back like that.
So they didn't realize a 4 or 5 year old was in their super scary haunted house.
No. My parents didn't realize how scary the haunted house was going to
be. I'm guessing the folks who were hosting it didn't realize that a 4 year old had been let in.
Yeah, I mean, no, they definitely didn't know.
And so write your emails to James's parents, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here and sharing your fear. Look out, it's Craig Kukowski. Kakao, how would you like your eggs?
You know, I never say no to scrambled. I'll really eat them, however, but scrambled is the best. Or an omelet, you know? You got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, and I'm eating that omelet.
And you say all of that when the waitress says what I said? How would you like your eggs?
You know, I'm not picky. You know, if you want to boil them, I'm not going to say no. You know,
we found online with these little silicone cups that float in your pot of boiling water that allow you to make poached eggs that are fucking insane and super easy.
Sure, poached. I love poached. Yeah, over easy, over medium, over hard. However.
Just going to keep doing this.
Bring it on.
All right, then. Here's Chris Alvarado. Dish Wish, complete this statement. If I could accomplish one thing before I turned 50, I'd blank.
Star in a major motion picture.
Wow. Major. Yeah. None of this indie bullshit.
So you're going to produce it? You're going to get everything in line for
it? Yeah. Pulp Fiction, shove it up your ass. It's got to be a major motion picture.
But I'll take under 5. And under all 5 right. All day long.
All right. Thank you for your honesty. And last, but close your eyes and fall back if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Cattle prod bod, tell us why we should join your new cult.
Oh, my God. So many reasons. Number one, free rope. You get a free rope. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, there's an initial fee to get in. No, there's not. It's a free rope. I'm giving you this rope. Regardless of what happens after the 6-month initiation period, you get to keep that rope, okay? You get to take that back with you. You get to relax. It's yours. It's yours, okay? So do not think there are any strings or ties. Oh, my God. The back of my head.
You said rope?
Get a little robe in your mouth?
Speaking of which, did anyone take my advice and watch Seduced, the follow-up NXIVM series?
I don't have Stars.
Oh, Craig did. It's,
I subscribed to Stars so I could watch it.
Am I right, Craig? It's a gazillion times better. No filler. Let's get to the fucking point and we find out real information.
Yes, and it makes the folks from the Val not look so good.
Right? Like they agreed to do it on camera just so they could get weasel out of their responsibilities and now they fuck people up.
Oh,
exactly. Yes.
Isn't everyone in the Val,
no
like,
filler,
top
all
brass?
Information, only four episodes in, out, nobody gets hurt.
Can I just say that I was told I could watch this? Like, I've got beef with Amazon now. This has happened multiple times. I look something up and it says, oh, you can watch it. You can watch it. And then I get my popcorn popped and I sit down. And then it's like, oh, but you need this other fucking subscription.
James.
And then I'm like, well, that's James. That.
James. What? Just because I'm employed by Amazon doesn't mean you can take these complaints to me like I work at a desk.
Whoa, marvelous Mrs. Maisel, everybody.
Dude, James, it's a 9-to-5 for him, dude. It's like,
James has a huge presence on Twitch, which is
Amazon.
No, you know, it's just misleading advertising, okay? Like, if you say I can watch something on Google, let me just get there and watch it.
Dude, Jeff Bezos is going to kick your ass.
Can I say one last thing about Amazon and Kevin Pollak? This is going to sound like a humble brag, but it's not. But I was at Amazon last year to pitch a show. That sounds fun. It didn't go. But there was a moment where we're checking in, and I look over, and Kevin is staring at me. There's a cardboard cutout of the cast, and I my heart,
whoa.
My heart exploded. I was like, he's here with me. He's here.
Yes.
You didn't give me the green light I was looking for, Kevin.
I did not carry the day. I was just there in support, man.
That's right. That's right.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and watch exclusive content like a video of what I'm saying right now, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name. Here at scene number one comes from Patreon VIP Derek, who wrote, hello, Kevin and alchemists. My scene suggestion is this. A famous painter attempts to reignite their spark of a career by finding the right muse. Love the show, Derek.
I mean, I just don't see it, you know? Like, I mean, I understand the pain, but I mean, it's just so provincial. Give me some depth to this. Give me some other thing. Give me height. Give me width. Give me substance. Give me tubstance. Do you understand? I just can't with this. I mean, this is just so passe. Get this art out of here.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Forgive me, but I'm the artist. And
oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're coming down so hard on my shit.
Oh, I thought your eyes would be further apart. You know, this piece in general is trash.
Right.
And I don't believe
could
that
you be
you
more
have
general?
Sure.
Step back further.
More general than trash.
Step back further from the trash. Two more feet. Now what do you see?
A landfill.
Right.
Look, Steve, you're a good artist, okay?
Yeah.
We've had some great showings here at this gallery.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been great.
I'm going to be honest. Your last two showings have felt uninspired. Now, that critic who was here, that's the critic. You know what
New
I
York
mean?
Times, yeah.
New York Times. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take all these paintings off the wall. I'm going to store them for you.
Thank you.
And I need you to take a break, okay? Go find new inspiration, right? Bring back some good work.
I've been interviewing muses, hoping I could find one, a less conventional path to that muse.
Sure.
I just put it out on socials. And listen, when I find one that works, I'll reach out. And thank you for your feedback and your honesty.
We think you're great. We think you're great, but we know there's more in you. And hey, one last piece of advice.
Yeah, please, anything.
Maybe put the phone down and just take a look. Take a look.
Whoa.
Take
a look. Whoa.
Sorry, I was doing that for effect. Yeah.
That was amazing.
All right, we'll see you later then.
Mind blown.
I know we've had a little issue in our relationship, and I think I have the perfect solution. Let's take a nude painting class.
I don't know, dude.
What? Why do you have to say no to everything?
I didn't say no, man. I just said, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you know what?
Can we just get a beer and go to like the billiard hall or something like that?
Yeah, we do that every Thursday, but we're having problems. Let's get out of our normal spaces.
All right. Welcome to Nude Painting. I see we got some couples here. Nice. Okay,
I'm here alone.
What's that?
I'm here alone.
Okay, that's cool too. That's cool. First step to nude painting. Take off your clothes.
Wait, I'm sorry.
What the
this hell is our first time here. I thought the model would be nude.
What model? You're going to paint this vase.
I'm naked.
There you go. Right. If you're single now, you're going to find a partner soon.
I hope so.
This is an orgy?
No, just do it. Quit asking silly questions.
All right.
Come on. Hey, nude painting. Nude painting. Chop.
Shit.
Do you want a beer?
Dude.
I brought a cooler.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be so embarrassing.
Just take a beer, man.
Just take your boxers off. Let's go.
I'm poking out from
all
the boxers. It's nude enough.
All the way.
Poking out from the boxers. Isn't that good enough for?
It's not a poking out painting class.
Hi, what can I get for you today? Coffee, bagel, both.
That sounds good. Let me get a coffee and a bagel. Yeah.
Will do.
Pumpernickel? Wow.
Got it.
Sorry. What's your name?
Before I answer that, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you feel that?
Yes, I do. I do.
This is weird.
It's not happened to me before.
Okay. I need to sit down. Wow.
Do you have a break coming? Maybe.
No sitting. I don't have a break.
What time do you work till?
2 a.m. 2 a.m.
I'll see you at 1:59.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I'm feeling what I think you are.
I think there's something happening
here. Let's not put a name on it.
Okay. But I will put your name on this coffee. What's the name?
Looking for a muse.
Looking for a muse?
For a muse. It's Polish.
Looking for a muse. Okay.
Hey, Steven, you know, I went through Einstein Bagel's like company policy. I can sit down. Okay, I can sit down.
Not Steven. On the clock. You get a 15-minute break after working 4 hours, and then you'll get a 30-minute break after 6.
Steven, listen. It says nothing about sitting here. I can sit down and make coffee, Steve. I can.
No, you cannot. If you're sitting, then you don't have a good angle. I need you to have your feet spread. I need you to be grounded. Nobody else here needs to sit. We're getting rid of these stools. There's no reason to have stools behind the counter.
We're getting crushed by the goddamn Flagstaff Taco Bell, all right? Einstein does, like, we got to do something here, okay? We got to take a seat here.
Okay, let me just, here, take this stool, sit next to this espresso machine here. Okay, right. Now, if you're sitting, look at the angle. If this was boiling milk, which it should always be just below boiling, never
boiling.
Yeah, it
should be boiling milk.
But it should be about 200 degrees.
We this steam is above, milk. If we steam it.
Yeah, it's just below boiling, okay?
So I understand you don't want to sit down on the job. And you're going to get fired.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Look, when I came up with the theory of relativity, I was on my feet the entire time.
Oh, come on. There's so many pictures of you on your ass with your feet up. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, after I won the Nobel Prize, then I could rest on my laurels a little bit. Look, I care about this bagel shop more than anything that I've ever done.
Albert, I know that, but it's I'm looking at the bylaws here, at the employee conduct manual here. I this has nothing about sitting. Nothing.
Hey, look, I'm sticking out my tongue.
Come on,
man. I'm a joker.
Sorry, we're close. Oh,
yeah. How you doing?
Wow.
I'll wait outside if that's best. I don't want you to get in any trouble.
No, it's almost
your boss
2 a.m.
sounded like a bit of a dick before, so I don't.
I don't hold it against him. He's just trying to make the best bagels and coffee possible.
Hey, you guys closed? Because it says 2 o'clock, but it's 1:59 right now.
I mean, we're in that weird area where it's like, I'd rather not serve you.
Are you going in?
Yeah.
I'm not going in. It's closed.
Well, it technically doesn't close till 2, so if you want to go in, we'll go in together. That way I won't be the only dick.
No, you're the dick. I'm out front.
What? Let those people in. It's not closed yet.
Okay. What is it you needed?
Pumpernickel bagel.
It's just
do you carry everything but onion bagel?
Everything but no, but I can make that for you if that's what you like.
If it's not a problem, that'd be great.
I mean, it kind of feels like a big ass.
I thought the manager just yelled and said you're open.
He did. He did.
Can I just speak to the manager?
Oh, we could probably handle this here.
Check out my ID. New York Times food critic. All right.
Shit.
That's right. You just been busted.
Am I under arrest or something?
No, I just write an article. We have no arresting powers.
Listen, you can pat. I'm not carrying any weapons on me. If you need to pat me down or whatever.
No, not at all. I'm
Do I
just
get a lawyer? Okay, I got to call a lawyer or something. Just give me 1 second. Hey, Bobby. What?
What's up?
No, Bobby manager, not Bobby janitor. Bobby manager?
Sorry, I just got to clean the toilet.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Why aren't you letting these guys all the way in? They aren't vampires.
Sorry, I think I'm under arrest. There's some legal issue. This guy showed me his identification.
New York Times food critic.
Okay. You're going to have to be written up. Hands up. Hands up. Oh, my God. Don't hurt.
Put your hand down.
Put your hands down. Put your hands down.
I'm doing it slowly.
I have a question for the New York Times food critic.
Bobby, please. This isn't the time
Bobby,
for janitor
Bobby, I'm
talk.
The janitor, and I have a question for you.
Yes, yes, please.
Why should your singular opinion matter more than, mine?
Dude, please don't say that.
Let's talk about the history of the New York Times. 17.
Phew. Wow. Thanks for waiting for me. I know it got a little weird there, but.
It's like 2:15. I mean.
Yeah.
Do you work at Einstein Bagels and Coffee?
Get off of me. Anyway,
excuse me. I'm sorry. Can I help?
Do you work at Einstein Bagels and Coffee?
Get off me.
They're closed, sir. Can you go elsewhere?
I just want to know if you work at Einstein Bagels and Coffee.
Yeah, sure.
You do?
No, she does.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So you do? You work at Einstein Bagels and Coffee?
Yeah, wait, why do you have to touch me as you're talking to me?
Hey, Freakazoid, here's $20. Go find a life.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Do you work at Einstein Bagels and Coffee?
Bye-bye. So, let's talk about that feeling we were feeling earlier. Part of me is I spin underneath this lamppost.
Wow.
Just pools of light really do something to me.
You're luminescent.
I feel like I'm levitating, frankly.
Let me ask you 3 questions, starting with the third.
Okay.
Breakfast?
Yes, please.
Second question, how do you like your eggs?
I'm into it.
First question, are those your shoes?
I'll take it.
All right. Well,
Mayor de Blasio, looks like the amendments have passed. We're giving food critics the ability to arrest anybody that they deem aren't, doing what they
good, good. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. I guess I don't know the word for that is. Anyway, some more.
What about art critics?
Art critics.
Art critics to be able. First of all, I don't want them. I want them to be able to confront the artist in person.
Okay.
And whenever they do a review, that it's not going to go into the paper no more. And the art critics should be able to arrest people for bad art as well.
Critics, yeah. Okay. So all critics, not just food critics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All critics. All critics.
Didn't I ask for an everything bagel without onion?
You did. That's butter onion.
Everything but the onion.
Oh my God, I got you butt onion.
Yeah, you. This bagel's covered in butt onion.
I'm sorry.
I can't eat this.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you wanted butt onion.
No, why would I want butt onion?
Listen, I'm happy that you two have worked on your relationship. I guess that nude painting was really helpful, but I don't need your advice. I think I'm in love with the man I just met, and that's okay.
Take a beer.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I don't think we could say we knew what love was until that class. And then you were there in that class as well. So do you feel something that we're feeling? Tell her.
Do you feel that? I feel it.
You're saying?
Yes. A trimordial relationship.
Trimordial? Look,
we're trying to make ourselves water and soupy. And we want you to be a part of it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the verbiage. I'm a critic, a New York Times critic.
No problems. No problems here.
Anybody else want another beer? I'm just running through these.
Him and his cooler.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, why can't I just love a man I just met? He inspires me to be better.
Sure. No. But you already know we're better. Remember that painting of the pair that we both painted in class?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Do you
yes.
remember that? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's this. I'll tell you this, though. He has an opening tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. And he's working all through the night tonight. Why don't you two come?
He has an opening on his calendar?
An art gallery exhibit opening.
He's opening the gallery.
He's going to be his stuff. You guys, you know what?
Have a beer.
You know
have
what? No, thank you. If you want to support me, if there's any future for us, you'll be at that opening tomorrow. Oh, you'll be there.
Is she floating away?
I'm so excited and nervous at the same time. Thank you for giving me this fourth chance here at the gallery. Fingers crossed, toes crossed. This could be it. I feel like once I found the muse, well, you tell me, what do you see in this art? Do you see what I see?
Oh, shit.
Right?
Oh, this is good.
Right? I mean, last stuff was good, but this is...
I'll be honest, it's speaking to me.
What is it saying when it speaks? First of all, does it speak English? Second of all, what does it say?
Yeah, it feels like English. It feels like I'm hearing
a little bit of gibberish, though, too, right? Just a little bit.
Money, 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 money.
I mean, how else are we going to rate it if not by cash flow?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. This art here, meet Chuck. Me review art, New York Times.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Come on in.
Now, well.
Me like. Chuck like art.
Hey, listen, Chaz. Welcome. Thank you for the opening compliments. But please, there's 42 pieces. Take a look around.
42.
There's a lot more pieces, Chuck. More.
This bagel in art.
That's a pumpernickel everything bagel.
Chuck like. No, Chuck give good review.
I like Chuck.
This is going great.
Chuck no like.
Uh-oh.
Nude painting. Chuck no like.
Yeah, that one got away from me.
You're under arrest.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. What's happening?
Bad art.
Come on, man. Get us out of here. Sucks, dude.
Weird sculpture, man.
I made a souffle, dude. I made a souffle, bro. And they brought me in here.
Damn. Hey,
let us out, man.
Let us out.
What happened to you, man?
Oh, you look familiar, bro.
Yeah, where do I know you from?
Oh, you probably know me from my work as a physicist, but I run a bagel shop now.
Oh, what bagel shop?
You want Brugger's bagels?
No.
Oh, Brugger's.
Brugger's no. is best, man. Oh, best bagels.
Brugger's. Brugger's is not so good.
Brugger's is so good.
No, Brugger's not good.
Oh, yes, Brugger's is best. So all right, knock it off. Shut the fuck up. Which one of you is the souffle man?
Relax, dude. You're in here with us. What the hell's your problem, man?
And that's scene one. Scene two comes to us from Jaden, who wrote, "Good day, Alchemist. Jaden here. Been listening from day one and love the podcast. I have a scene suggestion. A group of Australian surfers, first time in California doing a surf safari. Just want to hear them beautiful Australian accents. Much love, Jaden from Australia."
Oh, crikey. Look at that, Eddie.
Oh, look at that, Eddie. I have been surfing before. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
First time in first time in the States?
Oh, my.
It's first time all Australia.
First time. First time on a plane. First time on a fucking plane, you cunt.
First time.
Well, just you guys are in 3A, 3B, and 3C. So that's first class.
Oh, crikey.
Croy up tip top, right? Hey, little tip top.
So, as customary,
I don't want to get no middle seat. Can't you get me? I want a window seat.
You see, it's a ticket, so you have to take the middle. It's just how it is. You're not giving any. No one's moving around because you got the middle. All right, you fucking
cunt. It's bullshit. I pay just as much as they pay for their ticket.
Now we're surfers. We're professional surfers.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to be able to put my surfboard on the overhead. And also have this koala stripped in my chest. All right?
Yeah, we'll do anything for the first class people. I'll take your surf. Yeah, it's big. Okay.
Careful. It's a fucking art piece, mate.
Careful.
All right. Just put that away safely. Do you want anything to drink? Would you like a beverage of choice?
Yeah, we'll do a little Foster's.
I'll do a Foster's, I think.
I'm not too thirsty, but if you could just give me some Vegemite.
You want to?
Could I just get some Vegemite?
Food? Sure, of course. That's what we serve first class. Do you guys
looking over here, the little screen for the TV. You don't got Mad Mix on here. Why is that?
You got Mad Mix.
You don't got Mad Mix on here.
I'll check on the Mad Mix. You seem to be so, all of you seem to be very local Australians, I can tell. I do this route all the time.
Hello, everybody. This is your pilot speaking. My name is Joey Greer, and I want to welcome you aboard and hope our flight today to America is all you want it to be. I thought I saw a couple of koala bears back there somewhere, so people, please keep a lookout. They're the ones not wearing a mask. No mask.
You can't say that on the mic. Jesus Christ. Did you just call them koala bears?
Yeah, what's the problem, Jim?
I mean, that is, you're going to get us in big trouble.
Can I remind you which one of us is the fucking co-pilot for a fucking
Sorry.
Are you?
I am sorry, but you're going to get in trouble.
Put your mask back on, you freak. Hey, folks. Your pilot, Joey Greer, again. Listen, our flight attendants today are going to get to you as quickly as they can. Remember, safety first. Keep those masks on. And, let's sing a little song on takeoff.
Hey, welcome to Huntington Beach, California. This is Surf City, USA.
Good eye. Mate, look at this video, mate. We're gonna be going to Huntington Beach, California. And this is the guy that's gonna be showing us around. He's got like 15 million YouTube subscribers.
YouTube subscribers? Wow.
Oh, look, mate, I'm gonna play it right now.
Play it. So as soon as you guys touch down, you're gonna hop in a car from LAX and meet me right here in Huntington Beach, California, that's Surf City, USA.
Excuse me. Would you guys mind turning down that video or watching it with your headphones on, maybe?
You mean watch it with my headphones? How the hell do I watch something with headphones in?
You know, maybe you just take turns watching the video or whatever. I'm just trying to get, it's a long flight. I'm just trying to get some sleep.
Mate, this is the first time I've been on a plane. Show me some respect.
And your first class?
Excuse me, is there a problem here between you two parties? This is first class, so we just...
They're playing a video kind of loud, and it's bothering me a little bit.
Sir, it's first class, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. So, do you have a first class?
Well, I'm also first class.
Oh, we've never had this situation before.
How do you resolve it? Do we go to first class court?
No, I just get the captain to come out here.
Hey, this is your captain, Joey Greer. What seems to be the problem here?
Can he hear us, or is he just on the speaker?
No, he can hear us. When he allows it, he can hear your seat.
Well, these fucking koala bears, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. What wow. The? Wow.
I say that because I think you all have gonorrhea. We're playing a video, and I have an eye mask on. I have earplugs in, and yet I can still see them and hear them through that. And I'm a first-class passenger.
If I could address the Australians, get your shit together and pull your heads out of your ass, okay?
Thank you, Captain.
Joey, you can't just say that into the microphone. I mean, those are first-class passengers.
Just a second, passenger. Sorry, what the fuck is your problem again?
Hey, welcome. You just landed. You're now in Huntington Beach, California. Surf City, USA.
I mean, obviously these videos are in succession, right? So it just autoplays into the next one.
I thought we had resolved our dispute. I thought we had resolved it.
Welcome. See you live in person right here.
Sir, I'm going to take away your machine. Pause it. Pause the video. Sir, I will take away that machine.
They're still playing it.
I know. I'm working on it. All right. This is obviously the third or fourth video that you watch of this YouTuber.
It just autoplays it. It autoplays. It's not me.
It autoplays.
Turn off autoplay. Yeah, turn off autoplay.
Maybe you have
it wouldn't be a problem if you had Mad Max on here.
Yeah, Mad Mix.
We're not going to show the original Mad Max. That's many years old. We have the latest movies. You can watch movies. Have you heard of Scotland, PA? Great movie. Top 10 movie that's you can watch.
That movie's from like 2001.
Okay. All right. So you guys are
filming. I will take the new Mad Max.
Have you ever surfed before?
I'm a flight attendant. I work all the time. I don't really have time to leisurely hit the ocean.
You got to find enjoyment in your life.
You got to find enjoyment.
I have plenty of enjoyment.
You should come with us.
Come with us.
All right, bros. Welcome to Huntington Beach, California, Surf City, USA.
Are we supposed to meet somebody else?
I don't know who you're talking about, man. I'm kind of the welcome wagon here at the beach.
Oh, hey, bros. Oh, what the hell, Kyle? What are you doing here?
Oh, this guy in this video that I'm watching right here, who just...
Yeah. I mean, he started doing sketch comedy at one point.
Yeah. It's like a Vern and Ernest thing. He talks to a Kyle that you never see.
All right, Mike. So, anyway, got off the plane.
I got a plane.
And ready to do it. Ready to surf up.
Ready to surf.
Okay, well, look, everybody, I can't wait to get you on your boards and get you out there to, take on that break. But everybody's got to get a gonorrhea test before you get in the water.
Oh, no, Mike, I can't do that, Mike. It's not,
no can do.
What?
You shouldn't be able to do that, Mike.
We won't pass.
No, I mean, most people pass it, it's we all
won't.
Good.
We won't.
Mike, let's do something right now. Let's make sure.
Okay, well, thank you for... being prompt, the doctor will be here in a moment. If we can just get you into this paper gown, and we're gonna check your bottom area for some gonorrhea, and see what's happening up in there. If you know what I'm saying. Have you had a colonic before?
So this is like a sample video of what it's gonna be like when you go to the clinic. It's very easy. They're very kind.
Welcome to the ocean. You can feel the water all around you. Hear the birds. You ready to surf?
Hey, Greg, dude, stop making these fucking videos in the room, okay?
And cut.
Go into your own bedroom to make these fucking videos, okay?
Part of roommate status means being able to use the shared spaces.
That's my room is not a shared space. That is
okay.
My
I guess you
got to
make that clear.
I made it clear. You've been doing these fucking videos for how long? I told you.
Do you know who's going to be here? Do you know who's going to be here in like 2 hours? Cliff, Riff, and Tiff. The Australian surf trio.
Okay.
So that should be a big deal to you.
They're not staying here. Is that what you're saying? They're not staying here.
Of course they are in the shared space.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Adam, why did you invite me over if all these surfers from another country are coming? And why can't we have your bedroom back?
I'm working on it, Lucy. Give me a second, please. Look, dude,
give you a second.
Yes, please.
What's that even mean?
It means you shouldn't have bought a dog, okay? Oh. It means you shouldn't have bought a dog and made me take care of it, okay? That's what I mean.
You just dick.
Dropped it off at the house and you said, like, can you wash it? My apartment doesn't allow animals.
Well, thank you, Captain Exposition. I know what happened. I was there. Listen, get this asshole out of your bedroom and let's do this.
I'm trying.
Somebody promised some ass play.
Yes, I'll let you touch my butt. Jesus Christ. All right.
Welcome to the USA. Now you're at customs. And at customs, we're going to ask you a series of questions that make sure you get into the United States safely and we protect our citizens. So,
why are you talking like that, mate?
Just a normal way of speaking. So welcome again to the United States.
First of all, if you just walk in front of this thing, it starts as an automated video.
Welcome to the United States.
look at that.
First thing we're going to do is go to customs. Welcome to the United States.
Look at all that.
First thing, you can do it for your own song. Welcome to the USA.
Who likes to fucking play? If you surf, it will be all day. Everyone likes the waves. Water's wet, water's dry. Sand is nice, the sky is high. Everyone likes the Aussies, 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 Aussies.
That was good.
You three have been selected to proceed to the United States. Welcome, dudes.
Yes. Oh, mate. We made it. All right.
Hey, you guys, Cliff, Riff, and Tiff.
That's right, mate. Yeah.
I'm your driver.
Wow, we get a little driver. Look how tiny he is, mate. All right, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm only 6 inches tall.
Whoa. It is tiny, mate.
I'm a small guy. Yeah.
I mean, that is the tiniest man I've ever seen.
He's tiny.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah.
Is it a regular size car?
It's a full size car. Full size limo.
You got a base to seat.
So are we heading straight to Huntington Beach to check out the waves, or are we going by your hotel first?
We're not staying at a hotel. We're staying at a friend's house.
Oh, you're staying at a friend's house. Great.
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
So is that looks like a no-show sock you're using as like a little jacket? Is that right?
Yeah. They don't make a lot of clothes in my size, so I gotta improvise. Yeah.
There's a loading zone, guys. There's a loading zone.
Having trouble getting all the surfboards on the roof, Daddy.
Okay, my son's trying to load your board.
Can one of you freak surfers help me, please?
Yeah, all right. And that child is
Cliff,
huge.
Riff, Tiff.
I'll help out.
Thank you.
I feel like I shouldn't have to, though.
Right, but you can, can't you?
Yeah, but maybe you guys shouldn't be.
Okay, I got it. Get in the car.
Like, we got to load up ASAP because they're going to tow us otherwise.
Okay, they're loaded, Daddy.
Careful with the boards. Those are works of art.
Well, they're works of art. I'll be the judge of that. You know, in New York, they can arrest you for bad art.
Good one, Dad.
Why?
No fucking way.
Are they saying no?
If you're done loading, move the vehicle.
That loading video is annoying.
Okay,
and we're off. My boy's gonna operate the pedal, and I'm just gonna be up here at the wheel.
Daddy, you're standing on my knee. Stop.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm 6 inches tall. I mean,
you ever consider surfing on a popsicle stick? Make a good longboard.
A popsicle stick.
Yeah, mate.
Okay. Am I?
I mean, obviously you get a couple of them and you shave it down.
Obviously.
Just a single popsicle stick. That'd be too crazy.
Popsicle stick.
Or maybe one tongue depressor.
No, I like that. Just a tongue depressor. Yeah. You know, I've always wanted to do that. I'm just can be easily swallowed by most fish. So.
Mate, I could easily swallow you.
Yeah. We could swallow you.
Don't dare him.
I mean, I could snip you in half.
Wait, you're saying I can ride a surfboard while in your entrails?
Mate, I can do something like Jonah in the whale. You live in my mouth. I'll surf. Right?
You know what? I would like to live in your mouth while you surf.
Mate, I'm
and that is scene two.
Oh, baby!
Patreon Alchemaniac Xander wrote in scene three today. He wrote, "Before you consider shelving my suggestion in the so-called queue you've invented to spare our feelings when we shit the bed on scene ideas, be forewarned. I am, as recently reminded by a very lovely personalized Marvin McHugh YouTube video, an alchemaniac. That said, please avoid using any bias when assessing the comedic value of the following suggestion. Live announcers review improv as if it were a game show or a sporting event. Xander.
All right, looks as though the improvisers are taking the stage here at Yucca Fuck's Chuck-a-Butt. Let's go down to the courtside there and get an interview with one of the players. Sandy, take it away.
Thank you so much, Roger. I'm down here with some of the team. Right now I got the Laugh Slaps here, and they're about to do a short-form 20-minute set, if I'm not mistaken, and taking suggestions from the audience. Laugh Slap, how are you feeling? What's going through your head right before you go on?
We're just getting everybody's backs. We're trying to get in tune. We've counted to 20, without anybody talking over each other. We're doing some warm-ups right now, and I think we're feeling pretty strong about it.
Artists. We're artists, if that's
now,
your question.
You're thespians. We're thespians. All-white, all-male team. How is that going to affect some of the content as well as the humor going back and forth? Don't you think your perspective at the moment is just limited?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Honestly, what you could say is we represent about 99% of the people up there on stage anyway, so I think we're going to relate to all the performers very well.
Okay, does that Roger, answer the you question? Heard it first. Here it is. Laugh Slaps coming up next. Good luck, gentlemen. I hope you have some fun up there, okay?
Thank you so much. The report from the floor. Let's take it now backstage, everybody. Backstage with our backstage commentator, Kenny.
I'm here. Thanks. Thanks for passing it down to me. I can just see I'm going to get the same two people we just interviewed. So here we go. I got the ref slaps here. So can you tell us anything new that you didn't just say to my colleague?
Honestly, you're getting in my head right now. I'm trying to stay present and I'm trying to just give and take.
This line to the bathroom?
No, sorry. This is live, sir. No, this is not the way to the bathroom. Bathroom's the other way, by the red door.
You should probably tell him, yes, it is, and then add some more information.
I'm just a reporter, all right?
Well, I don't know. Yes, sir, it is, and you can pee on this reporter's leg.
Yeah, I just got to piss.
Yes, and if you pee on the reporter's leg, it's possible that a new leg will grow.
What's happening right
and
now?
Yeah, and if that new leg grows, you might be able to cut it off and sell it on the black market.
I'm going to send it back
up to
you.
Yes, and then you'll have a great...
This is a stand-up show, right?
We don't use that word Roger's back here.
Jennifer, I've just lost, keep talking, okay?
I've lost. What? No, I've lost control.
Just keep talking.
Please tell me I didn't buy a ticket to an improv show.
Look, make it personal. Make it personal. Tell a secret.
Do you? I love improv shows. What about you?
Yes. So do we. Now, do you realize that stand-up is written? Okay, sir. Now, if you go to the improv, you'll see stand-up, which is weird.
That's really confusing.
That's what I'm saying.
I love the improv.
And you might love improv even more.
No, I know I don't like it.
Well, how do you know?
I saw it once and it sucked.
Well, give me a word.
A word?
Is this working for you guys?
Pineapple.
Pineapple Express. You see what I did there? I didn't write that.
This guy's peeing on my leg.
I was told I could.
This is just a
just
random
say go
person.
To commercial. Just say go to commercial.
Well, I've been just trying. We're going to go to commercial.
Well, there you have it, folks, from backstage. We're going to take a commercial break here and stay with us. More excitement right after this.
The new Ford F-150, complete leather interior and exterior. If you're looking for a Ford off-road vehicle that can go on any road, check out the new Ford F-150.
Yeah, Steve, if I could stop you there, I know you are aware that you missed a line there, so let's just go back to the beginning, take it from the top, and I think what we're missing now is some of that fun that we were having earlier, so maybe...
you were joking about my wife, so that wasn't necessarily universal fun, okay?
Chris, I think I'm in my head. I don't think I can do this show. We're being judged everywhere right now. I brought a little script.
What?
Listen, I brought a little script. Just don't make a big deal out of it and try not to don't draw any attention to us.
We're not at the improv. We're at Yucca Fucks.
This is a lot of fucking people do this, okay? Don't fuck this up. They're watching. So just take your script. Just take this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Should we rehearse it or should we just, I'll memorize it?
I don't think we should.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, I just feel like these guys are setting us up to fail. All those questions the reporters asked, those weren't to help us get free.
Hey, calm down. I just memorized your lines. I got the script. It's in my head.
Okay. All right. Let me just... All right. So if I'm not off book entirely.
What?
I didn't know we were going to do this.
30 seconds.
Thank you, 30.
Just don't draw attention to anything that I'm looking at in my hands, okay?
Okay, but how did I memorize it? You wrote it.
I didn't know that I wrote it, but I didn't know that we were going to use it. It's a back pocket trick.
The other team ended early. We need you on stage now.
Shit.
Hey, everybody. We are an improv team. We're here to perform for you tonight. No. So please, everybody sit down. Everybody stay in your seats. Please stay in your seats.
I'm just getting a beer.
All right, you, sir, who's just getting a beer. Can you give us a suggestion of something that makes you horny?
Pineapple.
No, that doesn't make anybody horny.
You, sir. Don't know me. You don't know my life.
I'm sorry, that's a bad suggestion. We're not taking pineapple. Go.
Why'd you script this? Suggestion.
What?
Why'd you script this?
Yeah, right. Give us any word.
Hey, Charlie, why is there so much pineapple in the kitchen?
I just like pineapple.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a couple of them. Is that cool? I'm going to...
Don't take the ones with the holes in them.
That's the ones I was going to take. I'm going to a luau party, and I thought I could
take... Well, I cut a hole in a couple of those pineapples.
Yeah, I was going to walk into the party with that pineapple on my penis and be like, look, I'm here. Oh, yeah.
I knew we were roommates for a reason.
Yeah. I know. I scripted the joke.
All right, so you gave us baseball bat. We'll take baseball bat, and now we will improvise. Go.
Thanks for coming into my office today. I really want to talk about the work that you've been doing on the floor.
Thank you for having me in this room, boss. Your office, boss.
It was this office.
This office, boss.
Cool. Please have a seat.
Terry, when you're announcing, you need to announce while they're performing and fill in all the space and the dead space. All
That's
right?
more of a commentator's job, I believe. Color by play-by-play sort of fella.
That's the
I'm throw it to the guy down on the guy.
We need you to pivot and to really fill in the dead space, all right?
Who is this addressing me now?
This is management.
There's got to be a name that goes with that big guy.
It's Phil and McCall.
You seem kind of unsure of yourself. That doesn't seem like a yes and situation.
Not my job. My job, give you direction.
Because I'll kill you and I'll take everybody with me.
Okay. Well, then I would say start with Sherry. She's not a very good worker.
This is actually good. This is good. Feels like it's scripted.
There's your report from inside the audience. Feels like it's scripted. Let's take it back down to the stage. Is that the fucking sort of thing you're looking for, Pete?
Yeah. Fill it. All right.
I thought it was Pete.
That's the name my mother gave me, but I changed it. You know this. You know I changed it, and you do it to fucking rub it in. All right.
It's so funny.
So
to
then
me,
I
man.
Guess this is goodbye.
Oh God, I'm actually moved by this.
This is where we're supposed to kiss. We're supposed to kiss. Come on in. Just go with it.
This is funny and moving.
Improv's funny and moving from the stage tonight, folks. That's what we're seeing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this word from Schlitz.
Schlitz.
The king of beers.
You want to get fucked up? You drink this thing. It's Schlitz, man.
Okay, Steve,
you can
if we could just start again from the top. Maybe we leave out the F-bomb and any sort of editorializing you feel like
I'm
you need to
just
do. Just read the copy.
I think this is going great. I mean, I don't think they know it's scripted. This pausing for commercials is a little weird, but I think we're doing great.
Hey, you guys. I was just watching that, and that was fantastic. I thought I didn't like improv, but I totally do now.
Thank you.
All right, backstage, listen. Who are the didgeridoos? They're all white team from New Zealand. who's on that? Can you go ahead and speak up and?
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Here.
So
on me. Here.
I was told I was told there's four people, so five people.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah. Oh, we actually added a member, okay. And he's living inside my mouth. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry. I'm a limo driver living inside this guy's mouth.
Oh, you're definitely not from New Zealand.
No.
Okay, so that's three. I need the.
Is that a problem?
No. I just need a check to see everyone's here. So
you know, he's from Denver. The driver. He's from Denver.
Oh, he's from Denver. Okay, so from you're Denver part of the
originally,
team.
Yeah.
Okay. So when
you're Lord of the Rings,
I'm one.
Lord of the Rings was filmed in our country.
Yeah. So
he's
when
two.
You when the little guy
also
talks,
inside his mouth.
Yeah, the little three. Guy talks. The big guy can't talk. Okay.
Is this the bathroom? This is the lamp for the bathroom.
Yes.
And scene, that's our show. Thank you so much, everybody. We fully improvised that tonight off of your suggestion of baseball bat. And if you noticed, you know, we mentioned pineapple in there just for fun.
Wait a minute. What is this? It seems that there's a script in one of those improvises.
Give me that.
Oh, they didn't improvise any of this. It was all written.
Listen, Merlin, no one likes you, okay?
Fuck you. All right?
Fuck you. It's not an open mic, all right, dude?
No one talks to Merlin that way. Not in front of one of his best mates. Ah, we're all here. Teddy, introduce yourself as well.
Teddy?
Okay, I'll introduce myself. It's me, Teddy.
If you want a pounding, you better keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
where's
it up.
John? Where's John Connor? Where is he?
Wait, what's going on? They weren't improvising that?
No, sir.
I feel lied to.
No, sir. It was scripted. You just watched a play.
Oh, God. No. I hate theater. Macbeth.
No! That's our show for today. That's our show. We can't go any further. Oh, man. Let's thank all of our improvisers, starting with returning champion Atul Singh. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. I appreciate it.
Anything you'd like to mention or plug?
No, not really. You can follow me on
terrific.
Social at Atul Time.
Atul Time. All right. And you had mentioned that you wanted to share with us, you had a magic word for the day. You mentioned in your email to me. So if you want to share that now, maybe we can have some fun with it, Atul.
Oh, I said earlier that this election is a mail biter.
Yes.
Mail.
Oh, that's good.
Mail biter.
Thank you for that. James Heaney.
Thank you for having me here. There's no harm in going to twitch.tv/BS comedy. You might find that on Wednesday nights, probably closer to 8, depending. Just go. Check it out.
Fair.
Improv from Bear Supply.
Thank you for that. Joey Greer, you want to piggyback on that shit?
I will, and I'll actually give a time. I'm going to say 8 o'clock, definitively. Jump on there. West Coast time. So if you're on the Easties, that's probably 11.
That's probably 11 or exactly because you seem so certain about the West Coast. All right. Chris Alvarado.
Just, you know, I hope everything ends soon so we can open up theaters. We do like the Yuckle Fucks Chuckle Butt and other spaces like that. I just wanted to say that one more time.
Yeah.
Yuckle Fucks Chuckle Butt.
I recorded a stand-up gig from home just into my phone shooting video. It was the first time I've ever performed without an audience. And thankfully, I've been watching Colbert and Conan and the people who've been doing their talk show from home the first 5 or 6 months. Otherwise, I don't know what the fuck I would have done because they gave me a heads up about the freedom of something I've always used on this podcast, which is no one's listening.
I'm sorry,
wait,
Kevin,
what?
Did you say something?
Oh, man. Craig Kukowski.
Yeah, happy to announce I've got my first on-camera job tomorrow since the pandemic began.
Whoa, hey. I'm getting a colonoscopy. So,
oh, yeah, you got to drink that juice today, don't you?
Yeah, I'm drinking the juice today. Not sure what it's going to be streaming on, but I am SAG-AFTRA, so they got to pay me.
It's going to be streaming out.
Yeah, you're going to be streaming a little bit later. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's everyone. Yeah, let's thank our engineer of this and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you once again for dialing us up and writing on in your scene suggestions. Please don't stop. We love hearing from you. Be kind to each other, come what may. We're all we've got, and just be a little more patient with each other, I think, would be a great suggestion for today. But until next time,
Alchemy.
Alchemy.